Penguin Random House Audio presents The Line Becomes a River. This is the author, Francisco Cantu. To my mother and grandfather for giving me life and a name, and to all those who risk their souls to traverse or patrol an unnatural divide. Prologue. My mother and I drove east across the flatlands, along the vast floor of an ancient sea. We had come to West Texas to spend Thanksgiving in the national park where my mother worked as a ranger during the years when I formed my first childhood memories, images of wooded canyons and stone mountains rising up from the earth, the sound of wind whipping across low desert hills, the warmth of the sun beating down upon endless scrublands. As we neared the Guadalupe Mountains, we passed an expanse of salt flats, and I asked my mother to stop the car. She pulled onto the shoulder, and we walked out together across the broken earth. We stood looking north toward the Guadalupes, towering remnants of a Permian reef once submerged beneath the inland waters of Pangaea. A cool November wind blew against our bodies like a slow current of water, and I bent down to touch the ground, breaking off a piece of white crust and rubbing it between my fingers. I touched my tongue and looked up at my mother. "It tastes like salt," I told her. Inside the park, my mother and I waited at the visitor center while a uniformed woman stood at the reception desk with a pair of visitors, patiently explaining the park's camping fees and hiking options. When the visitors turned to walk away, the woman caught sight of us and a smile spread across her face. She hurried over from behind the desk and reached out to hug my mother before taking a step back to look at me. She stood for a moment in disbelief. "Ay, mijo, the last time I saw you, you were barely this tall."